you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Friday edition of the Coach's Corner here on KOAL 103.9 FM and 7:50 AM. We've talked a lot of baseball and softball throughout the entire week. We're going to flip, talk track and field. Always great to catch up with Coach Jimmy Jukes of the Carbon Dino Track and Field Squad. Their season is off and rolling. Really good so far. In fact, they performed quite well at the Daryl Gardner Invitational earlier on in the week. Coach, great as always to get you on. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on, Jordan.
Always look forward to it, Coach. We'll start by talking about the Daryl Gardner Invitational. That was earlier this week. I know that this meet has a lot of meaning for people in the Castle Country, obviously, because it has Coach Gardner's name tagged to it. You guys definitely represented well.
Yeah, we did well. I mean, we went over just kind of really wanting to get some good times is really what we were wanting. We wanted to run a really good girls medley team, which we did. They won that meet, and we ended up taking second in the, it was the second fastest time in the state so far in 3A. We had some specific goals that we wanted, and we were able to get those accomplished.
You go into these meets at this time of the year, pretty much you know what you want to get accomplished, right? I mean, it's not just about winning the meet outright. You have individuals and team medleys or team sprints and things like that that you have, I guess, individual event goals, right?
Right. You know, and you look at where you're at in the year and you say, okay, what do we need to work on to be better? Because right now the name of the game is trying to get our team good enough where we've got individuals getting ready for BYU or for state or for region. So we kind of watch, you know, and see what kids we need where. And it's the time of year where we start changing up a few things. We're running some kids in some events that we normally wouldn't. Like we ran Sadie Crompton in the 100 over at Emory just to see how fast she was, to see if she can help us out some areas because she's such a great athlete. It's a good time of the year for us to kind of experiment with some different alignments and stuff and see what's going to be best for the team.
So as far as we're looking way ahead if we start talking about the state meet, but that's okay. As far as the state meet goes, at this particular time, who are some individuals that have their spot locked up, good to go?
Good to go. Right now, Sarah Oweiler in the long jump and the high jump. She's qualified in both. Mikkel Monson's qualified in the high jump. Her sister Lexi qualified in the high jump over at the Daryl Gardner Invitational. Sarah Morley is qualified in the throws. So they've got their spots pretty much locked up. Gabe Van Dyke is just on the verge on the guy's side. He's within a couple hundredths of getting that state qualifying spot in that 300 and in the high jump both. He's just right on the edge there. But that's who we've got right now. I expect to get quite a few more as we get into region because, you know, that other way to get there is to place in the top four region, and that's where the majority of our team will get to state.
Once an individual qualifies for state, especially this early in the season, it gives you quite a bit of time to find two things, right?
It does. And it allows us to use them kind of versatile-wise and say, you know, we don't necessarily have to jump Sarah Oweiler at region because she's already qualified in both those. We can use her to help us out somewhere else if we want. And the pressure on the athletes off, too. Once they've hit that qualifying mark, it's a lot easier for them to kind of relax and enjoy things a little bit.
Well, Coach, let's go back and talk a little bit about the Daryl Gardner Invitational. Girls come out, they dominate front to back. I mean, that's an easy win for the girls squad. One of the names that popped up regularly, Jordan Oman, she was great.
She was great, and, you know, right now she's dealing with a little bit of a toe issue, but she's doing really well. She's always on the top in that 100, 200, and even does well in the 400 as well. She, I think, won all three of those at the Daryl Gardner Invitational. And Jordan's a great competitor. She goes out, she works hard, and she's a senior. And so it's kind of her last chance to kind of go out and show what she's got, and she's taking advantage of that.
If I look at the final results from your relay squads, Coach, you guys have such good athletes. Not necessarily
really
runners, it's athletes front to back.
It is. You know, you look at that on the girl side, we've got Sadie Crompton, we've got Lindsay Blank, we've got Raquel Cano. The list goes on and on. There's a lot of good athletes. I thought the kids that really stood out to me at the Daryl Gardner Invitational that really stepped up were some of the kids that I really thought we'd get. You know, Zara had a breakthrough meet in the 2 mile, and she really found herself in the mile there. I was really proud of her. I thought that she finally is kind of been in a little bit of a a funk in the year, and she's kind of got through that, and it was nice to see that happen. You know, our throwers continue to improve. You know, you got Caitlin Dimmick in the discus that's improved the last two meets. Maggie Powell has improved. You know, Sarah's always the one, but it's those next-tiered throwers that you're always pushing to see where we can get them and how far we can get them. You know, our long jumpers have gotten better. We've been fortunate to have decent foreign girls come into the program this year. We've had Stella and Julia. Julia has jumped really well for us this year as well. And, you know, and then on the guy side, we've got a lot of talent on that guy side. Derek Hillam, as a freshman, is coming on strong. Derek is looking really good. And Kyle Quinton, and those two push each other, and they make each other better. And then, you know, our guys' team's kind of anchored by Dave Van Dyke. You know, he's that 300 hurdler, long jumper, high jumper, you know, and he's kind of there in everything.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Jim Jukes of the Carbon Nano Track and Field Squad. Coach, I want to talk, when I look at the final results from your meet, you guys score a bulk of your points always in the field event, you know, the running events. When we get down to the bottom and we have the javelin, the discus, the shot put, you guys are now really starting to, this entire year, you've scored really well in these events as well. Is that kind of the icing on the cake when you put together an entire meet?
It is, you know, and the thing is when we get to that point, it's nice to be able to go through these and look, and you're looking at these kids and you're like, hey, we're scoring in every single event. You know, there's not a single event on the girls' side that we cannot put a girl in the top, you know, five or six. And it's nice to have that kind of depth. You know, we might have a bad day on the track, but our field events will pull us through. That's what happened out at Uintah. We took out Stansbury as our discus. We put four in the discus. We put four in the long jump, you know, and it was, it's nice when you have that much depth. You know, if we have an injury here or there, the kids just step up, and it's, you know, it's like that cliche, you know, next man up or next woman up. It's, they really just keep going.
This seems to be the most complete carbon track and field team that we have seen in a long time.
It is. On the girls' side, it is. And it's, the guys' side is young, and they're developing, and they're going to be a complete team. It's just going to take a few, you know, a few years for that. You can see the change in the program right now. You can see the girls' team is there right now. The guys' team is just about 2 years behind there, and they're going to be there as well. And it's just fun to watch this program develop because there's a lot of young talent in Carbon County, and it shows up on the track.
Yes, especially this year. And you and I have talked about this, Coach, in the last couple of interviews that we have done. We're seeing athletes from all other sports join track and field, and it's showing at the end results.
Right, and it's great. You know, when we have that kind of stuff coming out of the kid and being there, it really helps because you get these young athletes out there from all these different sports and these different things, and then they're conditioning and getting ready for their other stuff. You know, you've got kids that are volleyball players, they're basketball players, they're, you know, soccer players, cross-country runners. You get all these kids like that in, out to track, and they're just getting in condition for the sport. And if I'm a coach in one of those other sports, I'm loving the fact that my kids are out running, having a good time, and getting better and staying in condition.
I know you guys had a very long break during spring break. You get back in it with a couple of meets, Coach. The schedule from here on out is pretty consistent.
Yeah, every weekend we got stuff going on. We'll be a little shorthanded the next two meets. I mean, we head down to Millard, down to the old Capital One invite, and we won't have most of our distance program because they all made state history fair. And so we'll be a little shorthanded down there. And then the following week we'll be down at San Juan, and we'll be missing all the kids that are going to prom. So we'll be shorthanded there. But the big meet that's coming up, we're not going to go to the Uintah meet that's on that Tuesday, but our next big meet that we're going to have is our home meet on the 29th. On that Friday night, it's the Eastern Utah Championship. We'll be fully loaded. I fully anticipate that we're going to go into that meet and hopefully get that trophy back.
So. And it's unfortunate we only have one home meet this year.
Yeah, we really only have one home meet this year. We've had some issues with our track up there that the district has been working on, and I think they've kind of got that resolved now, and so I think we'll have probably two meets next year. I've got a lot of schools in the region that or in the state that actually want to come to our facility and compete because it's one of the nicest facilities for track and field in the state of Utah.
So we definitely want people in the community to circle the home event because, again, it's your only chance to go out and watch what Coach Jukes is calling one of the most complete girls' teams that we have ever seen. I mean, they will score in every single event. Coach, this has got to be a fun year so far. I know as far as health-wise goes, it's something you really got to keep an eye on. You guys are somewhat healthy.
we are somewhat healthy. You know, it's every year we talk Jordan, and it seems like we always talk the injuries. That, we had Jordan Scoggins out early because of basketball with her ACL tear. Second year in a row, I've had a top girl out with an ACL tear. But this group of kids, it seems like as we've lost kids, we didn't have Sarah for two meets, still won both of those meets without her. It's because we're so complete and so deep, the injury bug that always seems to hit us a little bit hasn't impacted us as much as it has in the past, because we've got younger girls that are stepping up and doing a lot for our team. And, I mean, this is the most complete girls track team that Carbon's seen probably since mid-90s.
Coach, it's always great to get you on and get an update on how the team is doing. Congratulations on the first half of the year. Hopefully we can keep it up the second half of the year, and hopefully we'll catch up again with you real soon.
Nope, sounds good. I appreciate it, Jordan.
We're going to pause for just a second. When we come back, we're going to flip over, talk some NFL football. Brian Mejia, our Drive Time Sports NFL insider, based in L.A., he'll join us. A lot happening in L.A. this week. He'll give us the insight when we return.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM, the play-by-play home of NASCAR Sprint Cup Series racing. Won't you follow me into the jungle?